Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, July 3rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Technological advances have changed the pace of Bible translation work. Wycliffe Bible Translators partner Judy Bolkeman says they're launching a new software program for their translators that will cut the translation process by nearly 10 years.
So we're doing adaptation, which allows us to start out ahead, years ahead actually, in the translation, because we have a rough draft that we can talk with the people about and see where the language differences are in a related language so that we began the translation faster.
Using technology for Bible translation is helping the hope of Christ reach every nation. Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia reports a Christian family of six was violently murdered near Nagpur, India. GFA also says Pastor Kumar, a graduate of their Bible college, was warned to stay away or he would also be killed. The victims attended a church planted by Pastor Kumar. Police have arrested two suspects. A motive for the slaying isn't known. But Christians are being asked to pray for the victim's church of 33 members, pray for protection, and that fear would not prevent them from sharing the gospel. And missionaries often sacrifice to bring the gift of life to those who haven't heard the gospel. This time, a church sacrificed to give life to a missionary. New Tribes missionaries Dave and Joyce Hilt found themselves in an unusual situation. Joyce has a congenital kidney disease, and this week she got a new kidney from a woman in one of their supporting churches. Dave says they won't be going back to the foreign field, but he hopes to be missions mobilizers.
Our desire is that somehow we might reflect to these people in churches the need of those being reached on the foreign field, and that the Lord will stimulate their hearts to join in being a part of that effort to advance the gospel.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see samples and subscribe at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.